Now opening the Finance Committee meeting of February 1st, 2023 for the town of Discovery Bay. Can we please do roll call?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Excellent. If there's anyone in the room or on the phone with any to make any public comments?
There's no one on the line.
There's no one on the line. We will now close public comments. And the first item on the agenda C is the draft minutes to be approved.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes of the regular finance meeting from December 7th.
I agree. The motion passes. And now we will do our financial update. Ms. Julie, you want to come on up?
Sure, my pleasure. You have the date. I'll give you good afternoon. So how I start every finance, I give a financial update on each finance committee. And the most up-to-date financials realize they're about 4 to 5 weeks old because we just closed the month yesterday. I don't have enough time to turn around financials. So these will be as of December 31st, 2022. These are preliminary, they're for internal use only. We haven't gone through audit. Audits always come in and make adjustments. So we can go to the next slide, please. What's new? Well, we're 6 months through the fiscal year, believe it or not.
Go
halfway
team.
Through, yeah. We did receive the first installment from the county. It was paid in December. Additional payments will be processed for April and June. Let me tell you a little about what we get from the county. Our account charges for our water and wastewater go on the tax rolls. They are paid on individual residents' tax bills.
Okay, back up on that. I was just going to ask you a question about that. So on the tax rolls is individual, if you could just repeat that.
Water and wastewater account charge.
Mm-hmm.
So the account charge for both of those entities are on the tax roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the homeowners pay that. It actually comes out as a specific line.
On their property taxes?
On their property taxes. Okay. And then we're going to go to the next one, which is easier, which is Zone 9.
Can you explain the difference between those and like what we're paying on a monthly basis?
Sure. The account charge is for, think of it, for water is kind of, it's for your infrastructure. It's
okay.
Paying for all those kind of things. On the sewer side, we don't measure sewer, so that's paying for your sewer usage and your account charge.
So the account charge that we get is just our monthly water usage?
So the bill that you get if you live anywhere outside of Zone 8 is for your units that you have consumed.
Okay.
If you are in Zone 8, you have a meter charge of 801.
Okay. On top of that. And then the stuff on the property taxes is for infrastructure. So anything that we need to do update wise, anything like that, that line item on the budget hits separately and is taken from the county. Correct? Mm-hmm. Or the county collects it, essentially.
The county collects it.
Do we get 100% of that back, or they take an administrative fee out of that?
We pay an administrative fee of about $5,000 for them to bill it.
Okay.
Because we prepare a file, and we send it to the county, and then they run that, and they hit it. We give them a list of all the parcels and how much to charge.
Okay.
And then they do. So it's a really good deal because they bill it, and they collect it. And they have a lot more power than we do on collecting it because it's property tax.
That makes sense. Thank you for explaining it.
No problem.
And Julie, tell them when you do that file and when you submit it every year.
That file is submitted, and we start working on that in July. We submit it in August. We receive the first payment in December, which, first payment on your property taxes due in November. We receive the second payment. About 55% is what we receive in December. We receive about 42% in April, just after you guys pay your property tax, and then in June we get the balance. Now that's water, wastewater. Then we have Zone 9. Zone 9 is an assessment.
Okay.
It's very much similar.
Which was voted on, correct?
Pardon?
That was the assessment that was voted on, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We calculate that. We do an engineering report. We bring it to the finance committee. We bring it to the board. You guys have voted on it. Previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one that we they have that calculation every year that we vote on, and that was what was agreed upon when it was voted in however many years ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's more from my memory. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. If I say it out loud, then maybe it's right or wrong.
And that is it's an assessment. It is a flat fee. This last year was $781, I believe.
Yeah.
And we again have a list of parcels. Same time that we're doing water and wastewater, we submit it to the county. They bill it. They collect it, they handle it, and then they remit it to us on the same schedule as the other payments.
What's the administrative fee on that one? Approximately?
It is about $250. It's about
total for
dollar.
All of them?
For all of Zone 9, it's only $200.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's nothing.
It's really a deal to do that.
And now, then the water wastewater is $5,000.
Yeah, it's
about. Do you have an approximate of what we collect, just so I can have an idea of like what that percentage looks like? So if we're collecting, let's say $1.5 million, $5,000 is not a huge percentage for that fee.
So we collect for water, we collect $1.6 million, and for wastewater, $6.1 million. So add those together, it's over $7 million.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. So I'm sorry to ask all these questions because we're like new into this. So what is that assessment? How is that decided every year? Is that decided by the county, or is that something that we're deciding either increase or leave for water, wastewater? I understand the assessment for Zone 9, but
it's
for Zone 8.
Rate study.
Rate study.
It's from the rate study.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming together for me. It all makes sense.
Yes, we do rate study.
Got it.
Okay, so then the last one is Zone 8.
Sorry.
And Zone 8 is our 1% of the 1%. It's, now, I always say this word, I never can pronounce it, the ad valorem taxes that come through on the property tax. We get an appropriation, we get an estimate, which should be coming out pretty soon. We get during the budget time, it's a page in the budget. We have an estimate, it's approximately $800,000 for rounding.
That we collect?
And we don't report anything to the county. The county
collects it.
Collects it and allocates our piece to us. So when that appropriation is done, the appropriations committees and that string of the business of the county and the state, we know we're gonna get this much money, and it's pretty close. There are some other little taxes that come through, but it's the 1% of the 1% property tax.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining it a lot. Even though
so
you probably explained it a lot.
We had about 55% of that money came in December. December was a good month. We'll get the little over 40% in April, and then we'll get the balances in June. Just to let you know, we do have some annual payments that we make, and I do notate them, such as our insurance and some of our renewals. If they're large enough, I will notate them on there. The debt payments were made in October. We made them early. They're due December 1st, but we tend to make them early. They have to go back to Minneapolis, and we like to have it back there. We've had problems in the past with checks getting lost, and we want to have plenty of time in case they do. For our debt, our payments in December are principal and interest. Those are the larger payments. Our principal is a set amount due to the debt schedules on all of our bonds. And then the interest is calculated on the outstanding principal balance. So those have been paid. They were paid on time. They were received on time. Good news. The next payment will be, they're due June 1st. We'll probably get those out in May, and they'll be interest only. So they're significantly smaller than the ones that we made in December. As we go through this packet, you'll see I have a PowerPoint. Those are summary financials that I make. And then behind that are actually the financials. Here, I'll show you here. They're in your packet. They're very small. These are all the detailed accounts.
Got it.
I summarize it for your review. I encourage you to go into those details. Ask me about what's there. You know, I'm taking all the labor and putting it together. I'm taking all the repairs and maintenance and putting it together. Just because it seems to be easier to review at the committee level. But please look at it. If you see anything, you have any questions, let me know. the audit field work for our audit for last year, we still are waiting for our audit. We are now 7 months past the fiscal year. We hope to have that in March. Our field work was completed November 2nd. We got the field work done earlier, but we weren't able to get the audit done earlier.
And that's because of the accountants?
The accountants and scheduling. That doesn't mean I'm going to give up. I'm going to keep pushing. And they had some staffing issues. Mm. They had some
it's the way of the world.
Issues. Yeah. The other item I wanted to, I didn't have on the schedule is one of our big requirements from the state is to have our financial transaction reports in by January 31st. And our reports were, we hire the auditors to submit those reports for us. They're pretty extensive. It's pretty much the every account that we have and its balance. And they got all those in yesterday, between 4 and 5, but they were done before the deadline. So
okay. Deadline 6? No, I'm just kidding.
Five.
It's stressful. That happens every year. We sit there going, get it in.
Get them in.
But they I'm going to knock on wood.
That's good.
So we'll just
Okay, so and also at the end after I go through the financials, I wanted to go over a draft budget calendar because it is now budget season.
Love budget season.
Okay, so we're gonna start with the water department. And I have percentages here, that's percent of budget. If you look over in the far column, you're gonna have well, we start the first column, you're gonna have actuals. You're gonna have the budget, you're gonna have the variance to the budget, and then the percent of budget. Now, me as a finance person, I'm halfway through the year, I'm looking at those numbers, and I wanna see them at about 50%.
I agree with that.
We're doing, now some of them we won't be, it doesn't work quite like that, just how the funding comes in, but on water and wastewater, most definitely. So you can see as we start our water charges, that's our usage. So we have billed for the first 6 months $1.5 million. I've been around, is that okay?
Like that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Then we have the account charge. That's the money that we bill on the property tax of $850,000. The meter installation fee, that is the $801 per month for the homes mm-hmm. that got the meters in zoning. All right, now we start into the commercial. The commercial do not get charged their account charge on the property tax. Now think about it, because usually a commercial thing is a rental. Mm-hmm. There's an owner and there's a renter. So the commercials actually get billed to the tenant of the property in most cases, and their account charge is divided by 12. And then we charge them for that. Those are the things. We do collect a few connection and capacity fees. At this moment, we have fewer than 40 lots, I believe, here empty in Discovery Bay, but that will change when they start pulling permits mm-hmm. for Contagious and Newport Point.
So I have a question for you, because I know it's percentage of budget. We'd like to see about 50%. Is it because those developers are behind in their development, and that's why that percentage is lower than what we were expecting right now?
No, that one is more, I did not put Contagious in this year's budget because
okay.
I didn't think it was going to hit.
It's probably a good call.
That was an estimate of me thinking there'd be 5 permits pulled out of those
okay.
permits, and we just got one. Last year, I think we only had one, but we're hoping this year we have a couple more.
So that one's a little bit harder to nail
that
down.
That one's, and luckily it's a small number, so it doesn't move the needle too much with things. Other, we love other. Other is for our developers, we charge them if we have to do something for the developer, they reimburse us. So they give us deposits, and we have deposits on hold, and we keep track of them. And as legal bills and engineering bills and things like that come in, we apply to the deposit. So I have $58,000 of developer reimbursements in the other line, and the remainder of it is $19,000, and that is in door hanger and shutoff fees. So those are fees that we have charged our residents to. A door hanger is $25, and if we have to shut off, turn back on, it's a $100 fee.
Got it.
we do charge for that. That number is a little high, but lately those numbers have gone up. We're still not all out of the COVID cycle, I don't think. It takes a little while. Any questions on revenue?
Nope. Thank you for explaining it.
Yep. Okay. And a lot of this is kind of like duplicated in what we squatter, so it'll go a little faster as we go through that. So expenses. Looking at our expenses, we start off with our employee expenses at 44% of budget. Just to let you know, when we budget at top step. And we do have a position open, and we budget at the highest salary, and you know, not everybody's at that high salary. 44%, that's about right. Plus we had, can't think of the word, we had a couple open positions that weren't filled a little bit over the summer, but now have been filled. Consulting expenses, that for the most part is Ludolf and Scalamini, our engineers. And the cost, there'll be other consulting charges that go in there too if we hire a consultant, you know, to come in and assess a water tank or something like that. That's where we'll book them. But for the most part, and that's for their monthly keeping our system up and running, the engineering that they do for the system. It's not for the work they did on Well 8 or the work that they did on something else. Those go to the projects.
So the diffuser, like those people that came in to do that, that wouldn't go under consultants, that would go under projects. Okay, that makes sense.
Water service contracts, that is Veolia. That is our biggest expense besides bond payments and employees. And we get a monthly bill from them. It gets, every year it goes up by CPI. I believe we have one more year left in the contract.
26.
Oh, we got it last year, so we've got that. Yeah. So I'm gonna write that down. So we have a CPI calculation that gets done in July, and we do have Veolia. We use them to buy our chemicals. We use them to do some of our repairs and things that are outside of the contracts, and some of our buying, because they can get it faster and cheaper.
So that goes into that water service contracts. It's their contract plus. So like that pipeline that we just did on Clipper, that would go into this.
If Veolia bills it for me, it will, but okay. It's all wastewater, not in water.
Got it. Oh, my fault.
Yeah, that actually
is probably different.
It would be a separate project.
Okay.
That was a capital project, and we did a separate contract.
Okay.
So
okay.
Probably not, but what Julie is talking about are some pass-through items. So sometimes if we need to buy equipment, they can get it at a better rate, and so they will purchase it and pass it through, the invoice through to us.
That makes sense.
So some of those things kind of go in there.
More so on the wastewater side than the water side. Utilities, power, water, well, we don't really pay for water. It's power and garbage. We do pay for water in other zones. Again, 56%, not too worried about that. Utilities were pretty expensive over the summer months, keeping everything on. We use more water, we use more air conditioning, and you know what last summer was like.
Super hot.
Now, the one line that we seem to be exceeding is repairs and maintenance. Aaron and I spend a lot of time in the budget trying to look and, you know, what did we spend? What do we think we're going to spend? Those are, you know, we've got a water leak. We have a valve broken. And we've had a lot. We're at 76% of the budget. I suspect we're going to go over budget on that line item. To date, we've had 33 calls to JW Backhoe as of the end of December, the bills that I had.
That's just December, or is that from
December?
So only in December we had 33 calls.
Nope. July through December.
Got it. Thank you.
July through December. 33 calls to JW Backhoe. We had a couple large items. JW Backhoe bills vary, but the two large ones, we had a broken valve at Lakeshore and Lookout that was $41,000, and $32,000 we had an Edgeview leak. So those were two of the larger ones.
This, and so just for perspective, this is one of the things that we're talking about in water, wastewater, on how to kind of get a handle on
infrastructure
and planning ahead, correct? Mm-hmm. So it's on the radar, not reflective mm-hmm. in this, but it's something that's being discussed at the water, wastewater level.
Yeah, it is, but sometimes you just don't know.
You just don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't predict all this rain, and some of that rain caused some of this stuff. You know, some of these leaks. I mean, the ground is shifting, pipes are moving. You never know. You can't always predict. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you do your best guess. We try to bring the cameras through our pipes on the water and the wastewater side. We do the SLRAT. You just need to mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I would say, probably 4 to 5 years ago, the way that we repair changed.
Yeah.
Our repair protocol changed. You know, we dug out, we didn't just patch and move on.
We just put a Band-Aid and go.
Yeah, we did, and that's been reflective over the last 3 years, you know, with the repairs and maintenance. But I do suspect we will go over it, but then again, you know, it's a leak, we gotta go out and fix it. And we'll look at it again and try to scrub it down and see what a good budget mm-hmm. number is for the next year. Along with that, we've got construction materials, repairs and supplies. That's the asphalt, the rock, those kind of things that Aaron. Mm-hmm. Now we're under budget there, so we haven't had to spend as much money out there. Not sure exactly why that happens, but. Debt service, again, that's one's up at 71%, but again, that's a twice a year payment. We mm-hmm. need the bigger payment already, the smaller payment's coming. Liability and property insurance, it's an annual payment. We'll pay that in June for the whole next year. We are with SDRMA. Coming up in the budget cycle, we have increases we've received from SDRMA. Workers' comp, not too bad. I believe it was under 10%, but the property and liability is going up again, and it was...
Now, is this something, is this one that, when we talked the other day, is this something we would go out to bid on to see if we can get the property
and
liability?
I think for this point right now, I don't know if we'd have enough time to do that. That would be a discussion.
Even for next year, yeah.
That would be a discussion. Directors would
even
have
for next year,
staff.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe it is time to get quotes. I don't know.
When is the last time, Dina, do you recall that, or when did we bring in our current insurance carrier?
For property liability, mm-hmm. they've been ours for a while, for a long time.
Is that something you think it might help to what to
I
bid on?
I know we have looked out at some mm-hmm. other ones, but SCRMA is pretty good. It mm-hmm. was recommended by CSDA, so I think former general managers went with it, and we kind of just stuck with it. I don't recall the exact date that we went out to bid or
yeah,
well,
that's
others,
fine, but
we have in the past, but we haven't.
It might be something that we want to look at mm-hmm. at some point, even to say, hey, they're great, we're glad we have them, mm-hmm. or, you know, we can save, you know, $100,000 or $50,000, whatever the case may be, or there.
Yeah, it's been really hard the last 3 years. Previous mm-hmm. to that, the increases were mm-hmm. relatively small. Bank fees, postage, etc. That's the cost of billing, you know, our water mm-hmm. bills. Don't have that problem with wastewater, zone 8 or zone 9, but we do in water. Subscriptions, membership software, kind of self-explanatory. We have subscriptions for, you know, our Geotab. We have memberships in the CSDA, those kind of things. Permits and fees. Every year we have a list of permits we have to renew. We occasionally get some fees. We've been pretty good on the fee side. Let's rebook those. Professional legal and accounting. That at the end of the year will show our audit bill, which is a little over $30,000. And our legal bills. Unfortunately, I have not. At the end of the year, I estimate, because legal doesn't bill me on a regular basis, I estimate about 4 or 5 months. I overestimated, so that's why it's a negative. I have not received a bill from New Miller since August.
Hmm.
So they're behind. We try to tell them to catch up. We've done everything we can, and it's like...
So they haven't billed us since August? Is that normal?
Unfortunately, yes.
Hmm.
And then the last thing, miscellaneous, that's office supplies, fuel, these kind of things. And that's where the other half of the developer reimbursements goes to. And we have $50,000 of items that we build out. Any questions on water?
I think we asked him a lot.
That's okay. That's okay. I like it. Okay, wastewater. Again, with wastewater, for the most part, it's just the account charge. Revenue is pretty simple. We did the account charge. We got almost $3.3 million in December. And then the next line down is our sewer charges for commercial. Now, there is a little bit of a wrinkle. Sewer charges for commercial are based on the type of business it is. So a school and a restaurant don't pay the same price. And it's in our rate study and it's in our price card. And then it is based on their usage. So if you use 10 units of water, you're going to be charged 10 units for sewer. And that's where that 10 units of sewer comes in for there. So again, a school doesn't pay the same as an office park, as
a restaurant.
They're all different, okay? Again, we have connection and capacity fees. The connection and capacity fees are more expensive for sewer. They're about 2.5 times with the price for water. I have these lines here, and I'm probably gonna get rid of them. The county zones, vehicle and payroll reimbursable. We pay everything for like payroll. I don't do a check and say, oh, you worked in zone 8. I do one check out of wastewater, and then the county reimburses me. And we used to run it as revenue and expense. We stopped doing that. It all goes through employee expense. So we have a net line of what we're paying the employees in wastewater. So I'm gonna get rid of those two lines for the next time. I just didn't want to delete them before you guys got here. I think I'm doing something. Other, not much in wastewater. Wastewater's the quiet giant. Running through the same philosophy for wastewater and how things are rolled up, wastewater is the same as water. So I don't have to pretty much go through all the lines unless you'd like me to. Pretty much can hit on the big items. The repairs and maintenance is very small in wastewater, and that's because we run most of that through Veolia. Mm. We don't have a staff that's dedicated to wastewater, you know, like we do with our water tax. So Veolia. So that is up in the Veolia line under the water service contracts. Again, on the debt side, we've made the debt payments. We're at 64%. Again, we'll pay interest only.
I have a quick question for you. Material and supplies, that's also typically run through Veolia, correct? Or some of it?
Yeah, it could be. Some of it. And the materials and supplies are a little different, you know, because it's the wastewater plants. You know, if he's got to put more gravel out or anything like that. And, you know, the wastewater's not pressurized, whereas the water's pressurized, you know, from the, so.
Yes.
Yeah. And we don't want wastewater leaks.
No.
big no.
Yeah, big no. We don't want any leaks. Liability and insurance, again, that was paid in June. Everything else is pretty well. We got, the professional legal and accounting. We'll get the bill in for legal. For accounting, and we hope to get the bills from the attorneys. They'll eventually come. Any questions on wastewater? All right, Zone 8. Okay, Zone 8 is all of Zone 8. It is the community center, it is the landscaping, it is the parks. It is Zone 8. Again, we are funded mostly by the property tax. We do have a couple other sources of income, and we'll go through the income line by line. The property tax. Our property tax, we received $435,000. We have an estimate of $705,000, so we've received about 62%. Community center program fees. Those are the fees, not including the pool, fee. So those are for Zumba, They're for water aerobics. They are for any of the clinics that they run, the paint nights, et cetera, et cetera. Those go into there.
And this is increased, sorry, correct. Like, this is increased year over year because we're now able to do a bunch of that stuff. Where if we look back at this over the next last 2 or 3 years, this was a lot lower.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And we're trying, and Monica's working very hard at growing these programs, which you guys have all heard through the board. The rentals. All right. Rentals, it's renting out Cornell Park. It's renting the facility here. It's renting any of these offices. The biggest client, because you'll see the budget is $39,000. The biggest client is water and wastewater, rents from the community center to have our meetings here. And that's about a $33,000 bill. It's an annual bill, and we'll bill that in April.
So that will even out in April.
Yeah. So something I probably should have said at the beginning, you know, we're water, wastewater, Zone 8, Zone 9. We do not commingle. So if Zone 8 provides a service, just like Zone 8, we water the parks, we water the community center. Water department bills Zone 8. Bills, and they pay the bills. The county's own vehicle reimbursable. Okay, so let's talk about how landscaping works. We have a landscaping crew, and we, the community service district, are in charge of Zone 8 and Zone 9. But we also, through contract with the county, take care of 57, which is the Centex Homes, and 61, which is Lakes and Lakeshore, and 35, which is Safeway. Those three things. We are not financially responsible for them. So Bill's crew goes over there and will work, and we bill the we pay it out of wastewater. We'll bill the county. The county will pay us, and we'll put it back into wastewater for those, so what they do in those zones. But Bill's they give us a truck fee. So they pay for a vehicle fee per hour. It's like $28. So those fees that Bill's guys, when they're over there, they worked 5 hours over there, the county will pay them the 5 hour vehicle fee. And I take those, and that goes into Zone 8. That's income to Zone 8. To help offset the costs, because Bill is paying for the gas, the insurance, and the maintenance on those vehicles. So that's what that one is. Landscape or reimbursable, that's probably one we're just gonna get rid of in the future. We don't really use that. One line item I kept separate was the pool, and Monica and I worked really hard at trying to figure out how much we were gonna get for the pool. We were about this close from rounding up to 8,000 to make the budget for the year. But we're gonna surpass it, because guess what? The pool opens up in May.
So yeah, so you'll get
we'll make it. I was pretty bummed when I saw that first number. But I thought I'd keep the pool separate just because people would like to other, we get some gifts, we get contributions, we get advertising revenue. If somebody advertises in the activity guide, put that all at the bottom. Any questions on where Zone 8 gets its money? Okay, let's see how it spends its money. Employees, Monica's crew, Monica's got her and Janie here at the community center, then she has the front desk and the lifeguards. And Bill, we have Bill, and we have Bill's landscapers. All of that goes into your employee expenses. Now, you start counting heads, which I think you probably are counting heads in your thing. But remember, these employees are split between Zone 8, Zone 9, and the county. So it's not full heads.
Yes, right.
It's like a third of a head.
Yeah. It's
a fourth of a head.
Yeah, I can't actually remember, but I sit down with Bill and we actually go through how much do you think you're going to be in this zone, this zone, this zone, and we do that. So the landscaping does get spread around. Program costs. That's pretty much paying for our instructors. So we have Zumba, we have water aerobics, those kind of things.
But some of that, we get some of those fees back in.
Yeah, we get the program fees. And it's.
Because it's a split,
it's
correct?
It's a 75-25 split. We make 25% on. The instructor gets 75% of the fees, and we get 25% of the fees.
But we collect it and then distribute it to them.
Yes.
Okay.
So we collect all the money. They submit a bill, we reconcile the bill, we pay the bill.
Got it. So it's kind of a wash, really.
We made 25%.
Yeah.
So for just, administration.
You know, yeah.
To process
it and stuff.
Yeah. Utilities, again, PG&E, water. We do pay for mm-hmm. water here. One thing to note, too, when the budget comes out, we did get notice from PG&E that our bills are going to go up by 5% next year. Awesome. That is not fun. Repairs and maintenance. That's repairs and maintenance for the community center. It's for our parks, anything in Zone 8. One thing I wanted to notate on that, Bill has been using the Corps, the Conservation Corps, mm-hmm. to do a lot of the streetscape work. And how he's paid for them is he has one headcount that's open, and mm-hmm. we've given him that headcount dollars for his budget for the Corps, and the Corps gets recorded there in repairs and maintenance. They're usually doing the streetscapes and things. Other things that get coded there are tree work. Every year we have to have somebody come out and do the palm trees, so that's coded there. Yep, those are about the main things that are coded there. Supplies, just it's a pretty small amount. Just materials and supplies for whatever bill or any of them need. Liability insurance, I budgeted too high for my allocation, so they benefited for that. They only had an allocation of 5, I budgeted 11. My budget's pretty well frozen before I get the final numbers, so I can be off a little bit. Bank fees, they do have some bank fees at Zone 8 because they do collections of money up here. We do have credit card fees.
Good.
And we do have a software that we subscribe to that's called Easy Facility that takes care of our billing all of our programs out and helps with the collecting of money and all that. Again, some other small permits and fees, professional services, they usually don't have too much, but if we have a contract come in for somebody that's doing a rental and we've got to get legal in or somebody, that's where we go. Miscellaneous is, again, is your office supply, fuel, those kind of things. Now, in zone 8 overall, we've got more revenue, but we had the pool open for the summer and we have more programs in the summer, and our expenses are at 46%, so I couldn't be happier on that. All right, Zone 9, this one goes quick. Again, Zone 9 is on the assessed value, and they have pretty much one source of income, which is their assessment. We do share the money we get from the county for the vehicles, because all bills expenses that come in for the vehicles, we split 80-20. Zone 8 pays for 80%, and Zone 9 pays. Because Zone 8 and Zone 9, I mean, it's mm-hmm. right down the street. Oh, wait, I'm in the new zone, right?
Yeah.
So we do it like that. And so at the end of the year, I'll allocate some money over to Zone 9. I don't do it every month because it's very small dollars, and it's just easier to track on an annual basis. So we do give them the benefit of that because they do have the expenses.
Quick question. Do we have a new zone map showing Pantages and the new development on Newport and...
A new zone map? No, there is not a new zone map. There is a new boundary map where we included them in the boundary.
Yeah.
So there is that.
But the zone map showing... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will they get added in at some point?
At some point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to call them yet because... They haven't finished completing their project or how they're mm-hmm. going to do their HOA and all that stuff. So eventually there will be, but
thank you.
And then at that time there'll be separate budget line items as well.
Hopefully.
Similar to what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to just slide into Zone 61 or if they're going to be their own. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how they're working.
We're not there yet.
So Zone 9, a lot smaller zone. Again, we've got Bill has his employees, they pay for utilities. Their repairs and maintenance, again, is trees and the core. They have a little bit of professional fees if we need to go fix something or we have some contract or something like that. And then the miscellaneous for gas. Other supplies that he needs, those kind of miscellaneous. Again, we're 51% of our budgeted revenue, but we're only at 32% of our spending. Couple things. Bill's resources, for the most part, have been spent over on Clipper.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather, and there hasn't been any projects started over there, like a refresh of Wild Drive or anything like that yet. So as those projects come to be, you'll see more labor costs and things like that going there. All right, that's the Discovery Bay financials for 6 months.
Excellent. Thank you. The good explanation.
So now let's talk budget.
Love budget.
This is the little one in there. It's it's probably not on the, I don't think it's, yeah, it is on the, it's supposed to be on the screen. I have a bigger calendar for staff and for all of us to work through, but this is the items that are attributable to the finance committee and the board. So at the next finance committee, which will be on April 5th, I will have a preliminary budget. That budget, I'll also have all my department members here so you guys can question and talk about those things. We probably won't have all of our projects at that point. I doubt it. That'll come a little later. But we'll have the basic operating budget done. I will do the financial update kind of intermixed with the budget at that time. I need to get this date confirmed, and this is where I need help from the committee. It's February 17th is our budget workshop. That's where I get up here and I'll spend a couple hours going through the whole budget with the whole board.
February or May?
Did I say February?
Mm.
I would die if it was that.
I would die.
May 17th. If you guys could, if you committee members can ask the board if that date is good, and then we'll get that date on the calendar.
Okay.
Your update. Once we get through the budget workshop, I'll have my, pretty much have marching orders from the board. I will go and process those marching orders, and I also will do any updates of insurance quotes, et cetera, that come in. And on June 7th at the board meeting, I'll do a presentation of the budget. And then on the 21st, we'll ask the board at a public hearing.
To adopt it?
To adopt it, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. That's all she wrote.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
All right. And now, next we go to F and making a decision on chair and vice chair. Are we going to flip a coin? No, I'm just kidding. Even though this is my first time on finance, I'd love to do chair for the first year.
I was going to say I would love to do chair just because I think there'd be some cohesion between mm-hmm. finance and water, wastewater,
mm-hmm.
For all of those kind of working together, and also board. So, but I'm open.
Well, that's fine. If you want, I'm not gonna.
I'll share with you.
Okay,
that's good.
So who's chair?
I'll be chair.
Be chair.
Yeah. And it'll be chair next year.
Next year.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now you have to adjourn the meeting.
Well, that was fast. That's way fast. Are there any future agenda items? Do you have anything you want to add for next April 5th meeting?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the next one we can
okay.
talk about that.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
If there's nothing else, I will adjourn finance 5:13.
Excellent.
13.